Now, you use that disease, but it kind of bridged into your bigger look at the topic of how you're treating a herd. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what you were telling the group in there.
Well, so enzootic pneumonia is the disease caused by Mycoplasma howii pneumonia. And so really the key message was is that as veterinarians and as producers, it's important we think about not just control or eliminating the organism, but how do we really control the end-clade disease in pigs? And how do we control pneumonia, which is enzootic pneumonia, which is a significant robber of profit of herds today? And I was trying to advocate that we've really got to think about that in a holistic approach. We have to think about the system. We have to think about what's capable in the system and really what tools are available for us to move that forward.
Yeah, and that's kind of, I guess, kind of the approach that they're taking on this whole seminar, too, is you're not necessarily focusing on one disease or one issue, but you're trying to give them a bigger picture view of how they need to manage their herds out there.
Yeah, and I think the key thing is if we think about PRRS, we think about PCV, or we think about Mycoplasma, we've got a lot of tools in our tool bag, and a lot of those things are common. And so how we handle those gilts entering the sow farm is important. How we handle those pigs coming out of the sow farm, how we batch those pigs, the ventilation control, et cetera, and the vaccine strategies we use or the antibiotic strategies we use tend to be somewhat common that good vaccine strategies coupled with really the right pig flow, the right sow farm, the right gild introduction strategy are really effective control strategies. And we need to think about these holistically and really understand about the disease and not just the agent. I think Dr. Schwartz's presentation today talked a lot about how do you do diagnosis, and we need to think about not just is the agent there, but what's really the clinical disease that's there. And I was kind of advocating the same thing on the Mycoplasma side. I don't care about the agent. What I really want to know is how much disease do we have, because that's what costs us profit as producers.
Right, right. And as you said, you're looking at the whole picture and not trying to focus on one disease, because all the vaccines in the world aren't going to do you any good if you're not managing that herd correctly in the first place.
Yeah, managing really what we would say managing the health strategies within the herd, and we think that's really important to think about it globally and long-term, not what do we do today or how do I do it tomorrow, but what do I do? And as we think about a lot of diseases, circovirus, Mycoplasma, PRRS, when those things really come from the sow farm, as we make decisions in the sow farm, you know, those are year to 2 year to 3 year decisions because of the ramifications it has. And so nothing less than 20 weeks. It takes us 20 weeks to get through that sow farm with weaning pigs. And so how we stabilize that over a really long-term view is important. And then what tools do we have to bring to the table to make sure that happens?
Excellent information. Anything else you'd like to pass along to my audience or the folks that are attending here, what you hope they are able to get from a talk like this?
Well, I hope everybody took home the message that, you know, we're all busy and we all like to make a lot of fast decisions and we like to get on and check the box. And I think that, you know, as I think about, you know, Blackberries and cell phones and everything else that drive us all nuts, we live in a go, go, go world. And I think the overriding theme and the take home I've gotten from the meeting is, we really have to stop, look at the pigs, think about the system, put all the pieces together. So the diagnostic information, the production information, looking at the pigs. If we think about all those things in total, we can probably make much more meaningful impacts, really coupled with how do I measure what I did. And when I put that together, I probably have got a solid, not only a health strategy, but a production strategy to make a lot more money.